I can tell you that for personally, watching him play and seeing what he was able to do was definitely a push. And I got to believe that me being around there pushed him as well. I got to tell you that, you know, the 49ers were the beneficiaries of that situation. And as I've said before many times, it went as well as it possibly could have with the nature of the competitive people involved and the team and everything else. So looking back, I suspect that the 49ers were the ones that benefited from all that. Peyton took this job of quarterback and has taken it to a new place and has expanded on the relationship between quarterback and receiver to where they do all their work in April and May, and they do it essentially without a coach. So that by taking the coach out of the equation, the two of them, or the group of them, can work on adjustments, work on communication on the field. Honestly, is a little bit beyond what we ever contemplated. And I think that's why I give him a lot of credit for taking the game a little bit further. We had great communication between Jerry and I, but I can't imagine what it would have been like if we could make in-game adjustments, even in-route adjustments, to the extent that they need. We used to do that. We had adjustments and routes and so forth and great communication, but like anything, you know, it took a little more innovation to see what they're doing today. I really admire it.